Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Charles Biblazer, Managing Editor, and joining me is Dr. Avi Barelli, an Israeli historian specializing in politics who teaches at Ben-Gurion University of the Negev. Thank you very much for being with me.
Hi, Charles.
And the topic, Israel is again headed to elections after Prime Minister Netanyahu was unable to form a governing coalition and push through a bill to disperse parliament. Dr. Barelli, how big of a blow to Netanyahu is this unprecedented development?
Well, it's a major blow, of course. He won the election in a clear-cut victory, and he misses the opportunity to establish a government. It's a disappointment to all his supporters.
And could you explain briefly to the American public what the major impasse was preventing the formation of a coalition?
Well, nobody knows exactly. We don't know what was in the mind of former Defense Minister Lieberman when he refused all suggestions that were made for him to enter the new coalition. We don't know exactly what were the real motives, interests, or manipulations that took place behind doors. Also, we don't know exactly the calculations of Netanyahu. That's on the face of it. What we can say is that this is a grave blow not only to Netanyahu, but to the stability of the Israeli democracy.
And also, obviously, various other security issues, foremost Iran and Syria. So
you believe
that Netanyahu will be able to address and tackle these issues head on despite the political fiasco, so to speak?
There's never been a situation in Israel, and not now also, that there is no government in Israel. That's impossible. The existing government will keep on governing up until September, yes. They can pass legislation, they can maintain policy, they can declare war if you want. They are fully authorized to govern the state. When Trump will present his plan, the government will have full authority to address it. By the way, when former Prime Minister Ehud Barak, after the downfall of his government, he maintained negotiations days before the elections to reach an agreement with the Palestinians when he was, in fact, functioning as an interim government. So that's the legal situation in Israel.
And so why do you consider it a major issue in terms of Israeli democracy? You had mentioned beforehand.
Every democracy is based on the ability to maintain a measure of stability. And if there is elections, and then after 2 months, the new elected parliament proclaims new elections, this means that we are in a situation never occurred in Israel before, that the political machine cannot produce a functioning, authoritative and legitimate government. These are not good news for Israel.
Do you think that there are any political winners given the situation?
This depends on the outcome of the new election. We don't know what would be the impact of this unprecedented second election in the same year. Maybe it would benefit the Netanyahu, maybe not. We know that the major opposition in Israel voted against new election. They wanted to keep the newly elected Knesset. Netanyahu is the person that made this decision to readdress the public in a new election. He didn't want the president to have the opportunity to nominate a new candidate in a new process trying to arrange a new coalition. He wanted to avoid it by the sovereign decision of the Knesset to maintain a new election.
Well, it looks like campaign season is going to start sooner rather than later yet again. Dr. Avi Barelli, thank you very much for joining the Media Line.
Welcome.
I'm Charles Biblazer.